Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Thank you all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Today, I got a buddy and some new friends in here with me. I'm excited about this. I also got some new equipment. Thank you to everybody that helped with it. This one ought to be a fun show. At least there's going to be a good bit of shit talking. If you'd have heard what we fucking was just talking about, then Lee Tucker, we're sorry. See, it's okay. We can all pick on him. He just got his teeth cut out of his mouth, too.
Exactly.
So he can't, for the first time in his life, he can't say shit. I'm sure he's regretting that. Well, over to my left, Mr. Riley Lowry, the guy that I actually know here.
What's up, man?
Man, I'm excited to have you
here.
Oh,
yeah. It's going to be a good time.
This has been like 6 years in the making, a lot of drunk nights.
It's been a long time, man. A
lot of cutoffs between the two of us.
A lot of not-so-memorable nights and then memorable nights. So
I don't remember most of them, but long as you say so.
No, I mean, I just heard they were good.
That's what they usually say. That's what the ladies say anyway. Next to me, too, on this side, I got is Elijah Borders, right?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Okay, don't say sir. I'm not that fucking old.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's good job, Ed Sheeran.
Gender neutral, man. Gender neutral.
No, he's definitely not gender neutral. He looks like if Ed Sheeran had a fucking heroin problem.
It's the highlights. It's the highlights that did
that's
it.
Good,
it's the
man.
Highlights?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, dude, he highlights his hair.
Hell yeah.
That ginger does not highlight his hair.
Yeah. He sure as fuck does.
Don't you see it?
What is it highlighted with?
He put a little
bleach in
it.
Got a little bit of blonde
in
there.
Oh, fuck. You're fancy.
Hell yeah.
Is it fancy
he's
ginger?
One of the fancy gingers.
It's for the
and
women,
then,
man.
And then the most memorable person at the band, Mr. What's your name again?
Eric Pritchard.
There you go. That was supposed to be a joke. I don't know how funny it was to anybody besides me, but I thought it was fucking funny.
It wasn't too bad.
Tomorrow night, because we're going to release this today, y'all are playing. First off, we got to do credentials. Tomorrow night, y'all are playing at the Blue Room.
Correct.
Statesboro, what time?
We'll go on at 10, I believe.
Yeah.
But doors open at 7.
There you go. And that is Saturday, January the what, 9th?
9th, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
First off, Elijah, go ahead and drop your social media info. That way, if they're listening, they can go follow you for your music, Instagram, all that shit.
Yeah, my Instagram is eBordersMusic. Facebook's eBordersMusic. Twitter is _@eBorders because somebody else already stole eBordersMusic. So fuck them. I don't know who
it is. Fuck that guy.
I don't know who it is, but they stole it.
I hope they suck.
Let's find them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's probably me, like back in the day, I forgot my password and...
All my shit is JLTerry87, and for some reason, I can't get it on TikTok, and I'm super pissed at whoever got it, because it's literally my login on every fucking thing. Whoever it is a piece of shit.
They suck.
What about you, Riley? Drop your social media stuff.
Instagram's my most active one. It's Riley Lowry Guitar. That's what I'm usually most active on. I don't really do much on Facebook or anything like that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, that's how you get found if you're an artist.
Exactly.
Just one platform. One fucking platform. Maybe they'll always like guitar players on
they
Instagram.
Will. They will.
Well, fancy, huh? Mr. Eric, drop your stuff. Do drummers even have social media?
We do. It's called Grindr. We have a
Grindr. Oh,
It gets intense.
Yeah. No, I'm Epritch Drums on Instagram, and that's pretty much my only social, too.
Okay, well.
Tell you what.
Oh, you can call me Pritch, too.
Pritch?
Yeah, everybody calls me Pritch.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody calls me Prick, so that kind of rhymes.
I literally haven't heard anybody say Eric in like a year.
Yeah, it's been
even my parents don't call me Eric anymore.
You shouldn't have fucking introduced yourself as that while ago.
Well, I like normally, like, I don't think about, like, as a teacher, I don't think about it. I'm like, oh, my name's like Eric.
You're a teacher?
Yeah,
I'm
he's
a second
teacher.
Grade teacher.
It's the most no fucking way.
Frightening thing in the world.
Yeah.
Wait 2 years.
Where do you fucking teach it? Don't say just like, say the count. Not only say the county. Do you teach in Georgia?
I do teach in the state of Georgia. I am a second grade teacher.
I'm glad me and my daughter's fucking moving to Texas.
You're welcome.
There's no way.
You don't want him to.
No, I mean this with all due respect. You don't look like you're supposed to be within 100 feet of a school, let alone teaching one.
Let me say this, though. I had the highest test scores this semester. So I have some fucking smart-ass second graders.
Oh.
So they can fucking write their name correctly.
When you're drugging all their chocolate milk, what do you expect?
Damn right.
There ain't no numbers in the name when they write it. No, it's all
he's feeding them smart pills.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet you Bill Cosby the fuck out them kids. It's just a pudding pop.
It's the first pudding pop you've ever seen.
I have no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
Who knows?
No, this is fun. We're just going to bullshit for a little while. Elijah, so every time we have musician in here, we always got to find out the backstory on them.
Yeah.
So give us a little bit of details on Elijah, how you got started in music, all that good shit.
Well, my extended family is all like bluegrass musicians.
Oh.
So I just started... You know, decided to go in the family lineage and do punk rock. Nothing close to bluegrass whatsoever.
I like it though.
My mama sings, and I can't remember. I think it was I actually went and saw Riley Green one time. He was playing in Jacksonville, and I was like, damn, that'd be pretty cool to do. I always liked music. I started taking guitar lessons at like 12, but I never thought like I would want to go out and like sing. And I was like, damn.
How'd you get into the punk rock thing?
Up here lately. You can blame that motherfucker right there.
The Rich. Teacher.
I had like an emo phase. I was wearing like Vans and like the little Heelys and stuff.
TikTok says that's not a phase. That's a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle.
It is, dude.
You check out my last TikTok.
He still wears them.
It is.
He hasn't washed them since he was 16.
Yeah. Also, follow me on TikTok. I'm trying to get my TikTok game up.
Oh, you're in the right place. Yeah. That's what we're doing here.
Music.
We have a lot of fucking TikTokers that come in through here with big ass followings.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be cool.
See, that's the issue.
I don't know if there's many punk rockers that are that cool.
We're not that cool.
Not really.
No.
If y'all are hanging out with this guy over here...
There's no way you're cool.
I fucking know you're not.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it should be a good time.
Yeah.
It should be a good time. I mean, so, punk rock, who's your influences? Like, what's some of the stuff I can expect to hear tomorrow night?
Paramore, Blink-182.
God, that's my shit there. That's about the only punk rock
Boy,
I fucking know.
All Time Low. Let me think what else we come out with. We do a lot of like pop songs and we turn them like straight up like punk rock.
Like what's a pop song that you turn?
Since You've Been Gone, the old Kelly Clarkson song.
The Jonas Brothers.
Straight. We play Jonas Brothers too.
The best fucking band ever.
And it's all like
I hate fucking Preach already. I hate you fucking already.
Best fucking band ever.
God. To each their own.
If we do anything, it's punk rock. I mean, halftime, the chorus is a Red Dirt Road whenever we have to play that song. So
I like going to see shit that's different.
It's fun, man.
I'm around country all the time.
Yeah.
And I really like... I saw
this will be super different.
It's a brand new set.
We do have country in the show, but it's not really going to sound like that.
Well, I mean...
So we're playing like Hardy songs.
It's like Hardy on steroids.
Yeah. I bet that's good, though.
It's fun.
Hardy's not to me, though. Hardy's country, but there's all...
He's got like a metally background to it.
Yeah.
I dig
like a really rocky background.
I really think like... I've got a guy coming in actually later today. His name's David McMahon, and he is in the Co-Wetzel. Like, I'm a big Co-Wetzel guy,
too.
I'm
a huge Co-Wetzel fan.
You saw Co-Wetzel together last year, right?
Oh, my God. He was insane.
Yeah, but this guy, he's doing his own thing here in Georgia, and he's got this Co-Wetzel vibe. It's called like country grunge, and... I fucking dig it.
I've heard of David.
Yeah. They'll be here in just a little bit.
Okay.
Because I don't have shit to do tonight. So I sit here and I talk and I drink and bullshit with, musicians. I'm excited to fucking hear that. I remember like going through this phase and mine was just a phase.
Yeah.
But I'll still listen to some Blink-182, some Good Charlotte. I think I really like them.
Hey, Good Charlotte was a shit.
Was it Sum 41?
Yeah.
I remember
Fat
some
Lip, bro.
Yeah, yeah. There's some fire back then. I can't say I know a bunch of it, but I know
a little
bit.
Of that music's come back in style. Like even on TikTok. Like the TikTok stuff, these kids that were like born in the mid-2000s. Are now like discovering this old music that come out before they were born. They're like, damn, this shit kind of slaps.
We will say this. There's not a down moment in the set. No. I don't believe.
It's
there's one
exciting
song. The only down song we have is we play a Daughtry song.
Yeah. It's the
Chris Daughtry.
We play Home from Daughtry.
I like Daughtry. I've seen him in concert.
And
I
that's not even a down moment.
No.
Like,
nah.
That's the most exciting show you'll ever fucking see.
It's about to be nuts.
I promise you that.
It's going to be nuts.
I'm fucking drinking with this guy tomorrow. He's so...
He likes Jack Daniels.
Speaking of drinking,
we have our own
portable
bar.
Yeah.
In quarantine, he took an old road case, hauled it out, built shelves, whole nine yards and made a portable bar.
We bring this to every show.
Yeah, hold on,
just chilling on stage with you?
No, it's mostly
in the green room.
Yeah. Right. It's like literally an old school road case that he turned into a bar. It's badass.
You know I'm cool as shit. You know I'm cool now, Riley. I'm not staying out where the fucking normies are.
No, dude, fuck those people.
I'm not sitting with the normies.
You never do.
I'm not going to. That's fucking. I was so weird the other day, and I know I had to when we had Trey Lewis at Crazy Bull.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know him. I knew Matt McKinney. Oh, dude, that's badass.
That's fucking sick, man.
That is cool as fuck. I was downstairs chilling with them, and like, I know that they just had to be like, Matt and me aren't buddies. Yeah. I mean, we're friends, but we're not buddy-buddy. And I was downstairs like, this is my goddamn show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fucking chill with you guys if I want to.
Yeah.
I paid for this shit. I'm hanging out.
Hell yeah.
Right. Well, you got an open ticket to drink at the fucking backstage bar.
Yeah. Oh, no, I will because my bar taps suck.
Oh, yeah, don't worry, dude. Yeah, we got all kinds of shit.
We got you.
I'm just really worried about the younger women that are going to be there tomorrow, though.
Nah, you good.
I know, because I look like their dad. I mean, I'm not worried. I'm hoping some of my daddy
issues. A lot of them have daddy issues anyway.
I need them to. I mean, they're going to fucking Georgia Southern anyway. You know something's wrong with it.
Exactly.
Man, if anybody from Statesboro, any girls from Statesboro hear this,
we're sorry.
You guys are all eights and above.
Yeah, every one of them.
Especially when we're drinking.
Very proud of yourself, sober or drunk.
Yeah,
you're an eight or plus.
All of y'all are gorgeous. Go stream my music. Follow me on Instagram.
We love you.
Hey, I'm not gonna say the last name.
Swipe right on me on Tinder.
Yeah. Oh shit. I'm not gonna say the name of this guy, but I had lunch one time with Tyler Branch and then a Trey. I'm not gonna say his name. It was a Trey, and we were at Wild Wings, and this girl walks up to him. Smoking fucking hot. We're sitting there and she's like, she's not our waitress or whatever.
Right.
And pretty much says, hey, I really love your music. Here's my number. Like, and he's just like, all right, then I'll give you a call in a little bit. And I looked at him and I said, how is your dick not turned black and fell off in a toilet yet? He says, you have no fucking idea. Like, it pretty much has a couple times. Those ones in Statesboro are wild.
Nothing little penicillin can't fix, though.
Dude. Hey, I've been saying it for fucking years.
They are a different breed in Statesboro.
Dude, we shot a music video in Statesboro over the summertime.
It's fucking kick ass.
And I was like, I was not expecting this many people to show up. And we hit up our buddy, and his dad's a police officer in Bullitt County.
Shout out.
Shout out. Shout out, Greg.
Shout out,
Officer Greg.
Greg.
Whole Bullitt County Police Department putting that thing on. There was like 60 girls show up out of nowhere.
58 of them were hot.
Not even kidding.
58 of them were definitely hot.
What did the other two look like?
Josh, we got a request for you just in a little bit. We got to let you give a shout out to one of our buddies.
Who?
His name's Screech.
His name's Screech.
Screech?
Yeah. That's the only name he ever
He had an achievement I think it was almost a month ago, maybe.
No, it was like 2 weeks ago.
Him and his girlfriend did something extraordinary. And
he got the chance to take his first dirt road.
Oh, he finally got it.
Yeah.
We just want you to congratulate him live on the podcast.
On yeah. Just say,
he got anal?
Yeah.
Dude, just you just got to say, oh,
well, congratulations,
on
Screech, on anal.
Dude, we got a Waffle House waitress to say that the other week.
So, Kringlefest at Statesboro.
What the fuck is Kringlefest?
It's like a big ass Christmas party at
Okay.
Dylan Marlowe played.
I like fucking that little bastard.
Yeah. Dylan played. Kringlefest, and I opened up for him. I got plaster drunk. I mean, real. You ever get so drunk that you're conscious about how drunk you are?
Has Riley told you any stories of me?
I don't know if I should.
Not yet.
There's not a type of drunk I haven't been yet.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
If you come with us Sunday, I'll send all sorts of Snapchats.
Yeah. He punched me in the fucking chest.
I did.
Like, before we went on stage,
I get aggressive.
Massive ass fucking bruise.
Anyways, we're at Waffle House that night, and it's like, what, 2:30 in the morning?
It's pretty late.
Yeah. It's really late. And we're like, dude, we should get one of these Waffle House workers to, like, say congrats on the anal, Screech. And we video it. And this girl serves us our food and says, hey, Screech, congrats on the anal. Funniest thing in the world. So funny.
We were trying to get on Cameo to get some, like, famous people.
That
to
is
it.
True.
We found Riley Reed on there, but we figured she's done
trying to get Riley Reed.
I know. No. I think we can turn this into a thing.
I think we could.
I think there's about five or six TikTok stars that I know that I can message and be like, hey, let's make this into a thing.
So for his birthday,
it really should
be
a thing.
When is his birthday again?
It was like a past month.
Oh, that's right. It was.
But
like,
I ordered
it was like a week ago.
Yeah, I ordered it at Publix and they delivered it. It was a cake that said "Congrats on the anal." It was brown fudge icing. It just said "Congrats on the anal" on a chocolate cookie.
I changed my mind on not liking you. That's fucking. Hold on, I'm finna watch the video.
Yeah, it's so funny, dude.
Not late nights at the Waffle House are always the fucking best thing in the world.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Never a dull moment there.
Before we keep talking about butt sex, Riley, or since we're talking about butt sex, seems like the perfect segue to you.
Great.
So you're starting music. Kind of give us a little background on Riley Lowry.
Yeah, man.
That is your real name.
You know, I really haven't done much as far as a solo project goes in a while, but I grew up in Portal, Georgia. It's nothing but just like a caution light to Dollar General over there.
There's not much there.
There's not much
was
at all.
Was playing with Nate your first gig?
No. I played with Trey Landon before that and a couple other artists, but Trey was more of the more notable ones.
Well, of course he is.
Yeah.
I love that. He will not come to the show because he's probably because if they ever listen to the rest of the episodes, they know that he's fucked since he has an actual record deal.
Oh, my God.
There's no way they're going to let him fucking come here.
You would put him on the spot.
I know. What I would do with him is we would partake in adult activities before the podcast, and then I would make him say some really good shit. But it's not hard to make, Mr. Landon. He's such a fucking... I know he's a... Well, fuck, I'm a prick, so I can say it. He's a prick. But he's one of my favorite pricks.
Aren't we all?
Oh, yeah. Fucking, if you're not a little bit of an asshole in the music industry, I don't think you can make it.
Yeah. You got to have some kind of personality.
You got to have balls.
You're going to get run right over.
You can't be the nice person in the room when it comes to me, like, or the nicest. You can be nice, but you cannot be the actual... Because then you turn into a fucking doormat.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, hey, can I play that song? And then that song, oh, let me cut that song. And
exactly.
Then you're fucked. What about you, Preach? Preach? Where the fuck are you? I'm calling you Eric. Fuck that shit.
That's fine.
It's too difficult.
Preach.
So I played drums for Tyler Hammond for 2 years. I got into music. My dad took me to see Kiss. And it wasn't like the drummer. It was just seeing all the girls show their tits that like made me want to play drums. And I was like.
Soulmate.
I was like, this is it. I saw my first pair of titties at a Motley Crue concert when I was 6. And like I was hooked.
It happened to be in Atlanta?
It was in Atlanta.
With Kid Rock?
Yeah, with the Carnival of Sins tour. Tommy Lee did the titty cam.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That
I was there.
Tommy that titty Lee cam's changed, been a thing for a hot
Tommy
minute.
Lee changed
How
my
fucking
life.
Old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, dude.
How old were you at the concert? 6?
I was 6.
So I was 16.
Fuck yeah. Motley Crue.
Yeah, I was that's also the night I figured out I didn't fucking like Motley Crue.
What? You don't like Motley?
I don't like a lot of that. I just don't get it.
I'm super
Fucking get it.
Vince's voice today is just terrible.
I'm super into hair bands, but that's I like that big flamboyant, like out there fucking style that's gonna like
you look like you like flamboyant stuff.
He does.
Oh dude, I do. I wear cheetah print shoes and Pussy Riot shirts.
I like this guy.
Yeah, dude, I am not scared of anything or anybody.
You should see the dildo he carries.
Yeah.
It's fucking massive.
Yeah. It's called a drum throne, but, you know, we all call it a dildo.
I want to do drugs with you, teacher.
I want to
hallucinate hard with you and hear your outtake on the world.
Dude, it's fucking crazy. I'm the wild one in this fucking band, for
he
sure.
He is.
There's no doubt about
it. If there's
it.
Anybody that's, like, punk in this punk band... It's
I just don't see you being wild. Though. If you saw your...
Oh, you haven't seen shit.
Dude, wait till you see us on stage tomorrow
Let
night.
Let him start drinking Jack and Coke. She'll be...
Yeah, dude. We're working on... We can't do it tomorrow night, but like I like to spit fire when I play drums. I'll light my drumsticks on fire and spit fire.
I'm so glad I got hooked up with these guys.
Shit
was boring before these guys.
Me and Riley, we don't talk as much as we used to.
No.
But we talk occasionally, and he was excited about playing with y'all. Yeah. I remember him texting me and like, y'all coming in and everything a couple months ago... And you can tell he's excited.
I think the first gig I played with Elijah was actually around this time last year. It was like the first little bit of February or whatever. And I heard his original, and I was like, damn, I might want to go in here and try this shit out.
Do you have a lot of originals?
I got 3 out right now on Spotify.
Go ahead and tell them what it is.
I put my debut single 2019. It's called Could Be For You. I wrote that by myself.
It's killer.
Somewhat kind of drunk.
It's so good.
People still like, that's not my favorite song, but everybody else seems to like it. And I put out one in July of 2020 called Regularly Mine. And then I just put one out in October of 2020 called Drunk.
Cool. Yeah. One thing I'm going to start doing here, and you're welcome.
Yeah.
Y'all are cool, which I knew if y'all were coming with this jackass, y'all were going to be anyway. But since a lot of artists, y'all can't – I'm not saying you can't because I don't know your financial situation. But there are some artists that can't pay for like with their debuts to drop to have like a big – thing for it.
Yeah.
From now on, like, I'm going to do the first one this month with David McMahon. And I've got these people that have a big following on TikTok that are going to come here. And the night that their song drops, they're going to come. They're going to play a couple in here. And the people TikTok's going to share it. We're going to put it out on social media, kind of help just fucking put out our friends.
Right.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, that way you kind of, you know, you ain't got to pay for all that shit. One of the things that I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to build like this community of people that don't have a record deal yet.
Yeah.
And it ain't knocking anybody who does
it. No,
It's just, I don't like the game. Like, I don't like the fucking, the Nashville game.
It's not very musician friendly.
No, it's not. There's a lot of people that are fucking amazing musicians, and they'll never get the chance either because of their appearance or what, some bullshit. Like, you just never, you know, the fact that Luke Combs made it, the way he looks, if he didn't fucking sing the phone book the way that he sings it, he nobody would ever pay him attention.
Yep.
So I'm trying to build this thing here to where we have folks, all of us work together, we put on some shows, you get discovered, you fucking go on.
Yeah.
Like, it's just helping each other, you doing good, and us having our name on some of your shit.
Right.
Y'all wearing some of our clothes. It's good for everybody.
Right.
Like, it's no contracts, it's no you paying me, no fucking nothing. It's just like kind of a brotherhood. It's folks helping folks. And
that's the shit we like.
Yeah, I mean, dude, that's what it's about. There's a big enough fucking pie for everybody. And there's a big enough piece.
It's not a damn competition, yeah.
That's what pisses me off, because I don't know these other two yet, but me and you've got buddies that we've been very close to.
Oh, yeah.
That you know good damn well that is nothing but a competition. They think that they've got to be one and can't nobody else be 1B.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of people are, surprisingly.
Yeah, fuck
it. I hate it.
I just don't have no time for it. I want everybody to succeed. I don't see why fucking everybody can't.
Yeah, I got too much time trying to worry about myself instead of somebody else.
Fuck yeah.
And we fucking bust our asses.
Hell,
I mean, like,
yeah,
last
dude.
Night we played in a fucking shitty cold garage practicing this shit.
Yeah, we rehearsed, like, from what, 7 to like midnight last night?
I've played for a lot of people. I mean, like, over like 15 people, and this fucker busts his ass.
Yeah. I guarantee you will not find a group of fuckers that work harder than
we all do.
Yeah.
We bust our damn asses.
It's going to be fun, dude.
For this shit.
I'm excited.
It's going to be fun.
I'll get a lot of videos and shit too and post tomorrow night.
Yeah.
What's some of the things that y'all have kind of planned before we just start shit talking coming up this year?
Well, I mean, my biggest plan, at least as an artist, is put as much music as possible. And it's kind of difficult whenever you don't have somebody paying for it. And
that's another thing.
We're not making any money from, you know.
Well, that's
COVID shutting everything down.
COVID kind of fucked everybody.
Did it?
As far as that goes.
Royally. Yeah, man.
Oh yeah. Fuck! I mean,
can you believe that? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
We probably, if COVID wouldn't have been a thing last year, we probably would have had over 100 shows on the books.
Yeah, I mean, with our group, I don't know if you know Avery, my bass player.
Do I?
I don't think you've met Avery.
I don't know.
He's got a big beard.
Yeah, he plays bass with us.
He looks like Thor.
Yeah, we get along.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll meet him tomorrow night.
Cool.
Anyways, our group and our band, how many shows have we played together? What?
Six.
We haven't played many together. Under 10.
Six shows completely.
Yeah.
In this past year, and if COVID wouldn't have come in and, you know, fucked us all, we'd have been, like you said, at least 100 shows, if not 150. So, I don't know. It's like we're having to restart, man. And it's terrible.
It's not even like we really got going. That's what's hard. We never got going.
And it's like you're just teased when you can start again, or when you can really push to, I guess, turn the ignition. Because it's hard whenever, you know.
Well, I mean, I think it like you just said, it just put a wrench in so many people's shit that you kind of, and now too, I don't know how like into politics shit y'all are. But there's going to be a lockdown, and it's going to be like 4 to 6 weeks.
No shit, dude.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like, even with us, I've got a show booked with I don't know if y'all know who Creed Fisher is. I've
heard the name.
Texas country fucking outlaw badass.
Yeah,
I got him booked at Crazy Bull second weekend or third weekend in February, and that show's probably going to get canceled as soon as the new fucking guy goes into office. There's going to be a lockdown, and that's, I've told everybody that I know that's in music is, I think it's a time just to fucking sit there, take each week by week, each day by day.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
This weekend has been better because we've had something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Like, we've been able to say, okay, January 9th, we're for sure getting to play Blue Room. we have something to work towards. Other than that, we've just been kind of like shitting in the wind.
Like, yeah. Playing shows is almost like therapy to all of us, too, just because, I mean, it lets us let out a lot of shit on stage.
It's the only thing we've ever discovered that we really love to do.
Right.
Play music. I mean, I was in college for 2.5 years and changed my major like 8 times.
Yeah.
Dropped out, and I've got a little bit of student loan debt.
I obviously don't want to be a fucking teacher.
Right.
I finished college, but I don't want to do anything with it.
You obviously don't want to be a teacher.
For anybody to voluntarily... Nah. Not make a lot of money to do what they want to do. They really love what they want to do.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
So, I mean,
trust me, I know.
And to have that shit. Oh, I know, exactly. We're all in the same boat here. Go. And to have it taken away from us.
Well,
constant. It's not just one time. Yeah. It's been going on for ever. I mean, I feel like this year's just been a blur since March.
Well, I'll give y'all, and I've told other folks this. If y'all do not have, like, if it gets to where, like, you need a show. Like, you need a fucking show.
Yeah.
We can, if y'all would come here, we can set the stuff up over here with the new cameras and shit we got. Mm-hmm. We can do a live stream thing with tips.
Yeah.
And get y'all paid. I mean, get y'all to make some money and all that shit. Well, I mean, it's just right. Like, I think Riley go out of his way for me. I'm pretty sure he's picked me up off the street of Savannah before.
Yes. St. Patty's Day.
It was St. Patty's Day. Boy, I'm telling you, I was in the sky. I was flying. And then all of a sudden, I crashed. And when I crashed, I crashed at a fucking sandwich truck eating like a triple bologna cheese sandwich. I was like, Riley, fucking help me.
He saw me. across the road. He was like, what? Riley?
I'm pretty sure I played fucking Frogger.
Fuck yeah.
That's exactly what you did.
And then, where were y'all playing? You was playing a rock band that night.
No, I was actually playing acoustic gigs that whole weekend.
I thought, haven't I seen you in Macon playing a rock band?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I'm a big rock guy, though.
I am, too.
Yeah, it's just, there's certain ones, like, I don't understand new rock whatsoever. I don't fucking even know if you can call it rock.
What new rock
I don't even know what the fuck it is. I don't listen to it. The only band that I even know like is Imagine Dragons.
I wouldn't call that rock.
Well,
that's
pop.
A bunch of pussies fucking hiding under a mask. That is not rock and roll.
There you go.
That's a good way to describe it, buddy.
Yeah, you need to listen. You meant listen to metal?
Nah, I'm not a big. I don't like women or my music screaming at me.
Fair enough.
I got fucking screamed at enough as a kid. I'm traumatized. I don't fucking anybody else doing it.
Dude, me and Riley just ride in the car and just in our faces.
I can't like, do the screamo shit either.
We work out to that shit all the time.
Yeah.
What's that?
Like metal.
No,
like,
working out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Listen, me and Riley have this pact. We're trying to play Panama City in the summertime. That's like our number one goal is to be to play on the beach at some point and play punk rock music. I'm taking my shirt off, and I'm taking my shirt off and playing shirtless on the beach
and losing his virginity.
I got fuck yeah,
yeah.
He's a fucking ginger. There ain't no way he still got it.
Oh, he'll never lose it, dude.
Trust me. If they
took
it
from me because they felt sorry.
If they
pity,
said it
really.
About you, I'd almost believe virgin till death.
Hey, wait till you come tomorrow night, and we'll explain his old Coochie King, his nickname.
That's his band nickname.
I don't really
Coochie
drink.
King.
I don't do drugs, but God bless, I'm addicted to pussy.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you. I know the feeling. Oh shit. I wish y'all could see
that. We're not even drinking right now.
By the way, I just remembered, they can fucking see this guy. I forgot this will be our first YouTube one. Holy shit. Fucking Pussy King over here. You ever heard the song?
This is great.
Do you like Wheeler Walker Jr.?
I love Wheeler
Walker. Wheeler Walker Jr. has got a song called Not Enough Dick. It is talking about there's not enough dick to go around and all these bitches he's banged.
I like the
I love my pushing boots.
Yeah.
Drop them out's pretty good.
Yeah, I like drop them out.
Drop them out. Let me see them titties.
He did this whole fucking, like, it actually, like, everything actually sounds like country. It's called, like, one of the songs called Summer in Kentucky. And you're listening to it, and he's like, I could have heard Conway and I could have heard Loretta sing this.
And then
until they start talking about fucking. It is like, Conway's probably not. Conway got a lot of ass.
Dude, the reason why Willow Walker actually has listeners, the production is. Country,
yeah,
it doesn't sound bad. It sounds good.
It sounds like your traditional
80s, 90s country music.
He is actually someone that we are trying to book this year.
Then he'll start talking about eating pussy and kicking ass.
Yeah,
I love it.
Which we love.
I'm a big fan of both. I'm too old to try to kick ass anymore, though. I've learned my lesson with that.
I'm sure you can still last a round or two.
No.
You'd be all right.
I can't last a round or two if fighting or fucking anymore. If I tell you that I'll be back for a second round and your old girl, I'm motherfucking lying. Like, I'm telling you right now. Be like, no, just let me get mine real fast. I'll be right back.
My face hurts from laughing.
You're going
to
hear a fucking Uber pull up in the next 30 seconds. I'm not doing it. Fuck that shit. I'm old. I don't care no more. I got tried up at Crazy Bull the other day. Like, I know it was a Trey Lewis thing. Some old boy got fucking mad at me because he was like, he remembered the bearded bastard shit I used to do. And he was like, you used to talk to my old lady. She used to send in nudes to you. And I was like, I know she's your fucking old lady.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, why are you mad at me? You should be mad at her. No, you looked at them. You're not going to look at fucking titties if they're sent to you.
It's not my fault your mama sent me your titties.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we haven't, speaking of fights, like, we haven't really gotten a fight as God, a male. Like, waiting fight in the crowd.
Bro. You fucking do rock music. We have Everybody been. Thinks you're goddamn
now,
unstable.
The past few gigs,
we are unstable.
Played,
yeah, obviously.
I did kick a kid in Atlanta the past week. Because he was touching the singer's guitar, and then I smacked the shit out of some kid in Alabama when he was fucking.
By all means, smack every goddamn body in Alabama. I hate that trash hole of a state.
Fuck Alabama.
I fucking hate that. Are you from Alabama?
Hell yeah.
You piece of shit. I knew I didn't like you.
We played in Birmingham, and I did the fuck Alabama chant. Fuck Auburn in Alabama.
Yeah,
in Birmingham. We did fuck Auburn.
Damn. I wish Nick Saban would just fucking crawl in a hole and go to hell. And everybody else there just...
What are you, a Georgia fan?
I know. I was a Florida fan. University of Alabama made Tebow cry.
We didn't make him cry. Him not getting any pussy in the whole college made him cry.
That is not how you talk about your Lord and Savior.
Tim Tebow?
That is not how you talk about the Messiah.
Our Lord and Savior, Tim Tebow.
He might be gay.
He is not gay.
He's 31 years old.
No way, dude. Tim is slaying some hot ass puss right now.
Tim Tebow is not getting it. If you know what, God forgive him if he gets some pussy. Because if I look like that, I'm telling you, I'd get served with. That's why I'd get laid every hour.
Yeah, he's lying. He's lying.
Tebow should have been gator chomping on every piece of puss in Gainesville.
I hope he did. I kind of hope he did.
If Nick Saban wasn't around, half the SEC coaches wouldn't even be employed.
Fuck you, still.
Hey, well, fuck off.
I don't want to have this conversation. I would rather talk about how good Joe Biden's going to be at president and talk about fucking University of Alabama.
Oh, sweet Jesus, man. ROW.
We'd all be lying then.
That's my next tattoo. Row Tide. I'm getting that right across.
This has been an extremely good podcast, everyone. Thank y'all for listening.
Yo, I fucking quit. Fuck you.
We're going to cut this one short.
Man, yeah, I'm moving to Mexico.
Pritch is a Georgia fan, and he hates Alabama. And I'm not the biggest Bama fan, but I am when someone starts talking shit about it.
That's how your kind is.
He's a Walmart Bama fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I am not.
He's a Walmart Bama fan.
If you have a piece of Alabama gear, it's got Starter on it. You don't have the Nike Adidas shit.
Dude,
under Armour.
Our entire fan base,
you got the
though.
Fucking Starter.
Our entire
they can't
fan
afford
base
it.
Is tires in the front yard with flower beds in them. Yeah. And broke down Chevrolets half buried in the yard.
I mean, this with all due respect, it sounds like an Alabama fan. Mm-hmm.
He can't afford the Nike.
His daddy does do a good
that
sling
was the
blade impression.
Yeah, he can't afford the Nike shit.
Yeah. It's not hard.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
I fucking hate Alabama fans.
Oh, boy. How about Kyle Trask finishing fourth for having completion percentage, passing yards, and touchdowns more than everybody.
How about you fuck yourself?
Hey, that's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
He wasn't going to win. Lost too many games.
I know.
Dude, if Kyle Trask had Devontae Smith, he would have won.
Well, that's the shit about the Heisman. It's not the best player.
No.
It's the best player on the best team.
Yeah.
It's a popularity contest,
it
and it's been
is.
Like that ever since, like, RG3. When RG3 won it,
I forgot about that.
When RG3 won it at 9-3, everybody was like, "What the hell? Why is he winning it with a team with three losses?" Because up until then, it's been like all these undefeated teams.
I forgot all about that fucker.
You know, dudes from Oklahoma. But he had the most. He'd be actually the best player in the nation at that point. And then from then on, they were like, "Okay."
It's like when
no one even wanted to watch the Heisman.
When Derrick Henry won it, he was averaging 10.2 yards a carry.
Derrick Henry was fucking just face planting people with his hands.
He still does that.
Yeah, he's a fucking beast.
Hey, tighten up, baby. Tighten up.
Derrick Henry, is basically a refrigerator that runs a 4.4.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a motherfucking freight
Huge.
Train.
He's goddamn LeBron dunking on people on the fucking gridiron. He's a fucking
he
beast.
He doesn't even look like that athletic either.
He doesn't.
He looks like...
Oh, no, dude. He's as big as our center, Ben Jones. He's fucking huge.
He is.
He's a fucking monster. My favorite Heisman winner recently, though, was Manziel. I would have been, I would
that
have
is true.
The reason why I don't have any musical talent or athletic ability is because I would have been Johnny Manziel. I'd have been fucking having a game on Sunday, but I'd have been fucking hanging out with strippers in Vegas on Saturday. There's no way. I'd have slung everything I could in College Station.
Even though I'm a Bama fan, my favorite was probably Joe Burrow.
And it's hard to not like Joe Burrow.
I hate LSU with a burning passion.
It's hard
but
not like Burrow.
To watch that man say at the beginning of the year, they're going to go undefeated, he's going to win the Heisman and win the national championship, and at the end of the national championship, cross his leg and smoke a cigar and not even celebrate, just
with
like
the big
reaping
Dick Joe hat on,
reaping the benefits yeah. of what he did. I was like, that's the most badass thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
He knew he was a fucking beast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to the Bengals.
Poor kid.
He wasn't bad to start off with until he got fucking hurt.
He wasn't, yeah.
Yeah.
No, did he ripped our Titans defense apart?
The Bengals, put somebody on the Bengals, the Browns, and the Jets, ruins their whole career.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence finna die.
I'm so surprised he like declared for the draft. I would have held out for another year.
He should.
Dude, there's too much money. He knows he's going to be one or two.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be top overall pick. Easy. Unless he gets hurt before the draft, there's no way.
No, they're done. Like when they lost.
I'm talking about training and stuff, if he does some bullshit off the field, that's different. He's going number one. No way he doesn't.
I just wonder who he goes to.
It's got to be Jacksonville, right?
Yeah,
I was thinking he was going to go to the Jags.
It's got to be Jacksonville.
Hey, if he goes to Jacksonville, he might have a career. Jacksonville's got the highest salary cap. They've also got the lowest taxes in the entire
NFL. It wouldn't be the
NFL.
Worst team for
and
him
got
to go
a
to.
Mean-ass receiving
See, core. They, I, mean yeah. receiving core, and they've also got 12 draft picks. See, Jacksonville's about to be in the playoffs. They're about to be a real contender.
I think, and this is going to sound fucking crazy, y'all, I think the Patriots trade all their number one picks up for the number one
See,
pick.
I do, too.
I think that's why Belichick.
We were talking about
I think
that.
The whole time everybody thought Belichick and Brady were like beefing. I think they had it planned out.
Mm-hmm.
I think
scheming.
I think that Belichick, like Brady, at some point in time, was like, "Look, you've been so good to me and all this shit. Let me set this shit up for you to be able to go back and do the shit again.
Yep.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have gave him Gronk."
Like, that's true.
I mean, I think they've got so many number one picks. I think they
it makes sense.
Speaking of Tom Brady, that dude still ain't slowed down. When
that's,
is he going to get
guy.
Old?
That's
when
my fucking guy.
How old is he now?
He's 42. 43. He's the oldest player to ever throw more than 40 touchdowns. And I think he's like, what, third in the league right now in touchdowns?
He's a fucking badass.
Dude's ridiculous. I know he's
still going strong.
He doesn't pass anything farther than like 7 yards down the field, but still.
It fucking don't have to when you got the receivers
if it
he's
works,
got.
Exactly.
If it works.
If they'd have had Antonio Bryant's bitch ass the entire year.
Antonio Brown. Yeah,
what I meant, Brown. If they'd have had them the entire year.
Yeah.
That I don't think they go undefeated. I think they lose three. But what do they end up, like 11-5 or 10-6?
I think
they were 10-6.
10-6.
10-6. That next year, they don't win the Super Bowl this year.
No.
There's no way.
No.
The Chiefs got it again.
I see the Chiefs, yeah.
I think the Chiefs got it again, but next year after they had a whole year without Corona, or fuck it, maybe they do. I don't know if Corona, hopefully shit's gone.
It better be. We're just hoping and praying.
But I think after a whole summer of them together, practicing the way they should be, I think Tom Brady turns every one of those fucking guys, which are already fucking studs. But I don't know how the fuck we got on football.
It's too easy, too.
I know, right? You said something.
Kind of all just magnetized to it.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm trying to think of some current events that's going on right now that has nothing to do with the fucking election. I'm so sick of politics.
Yeah, all of us.
I'm fucking just over it.
All of us are.
Like, that's half my job. That's literally a quarter of the fucking show is talking about politics.
I can't stand it.
All of us are over that shit.
I'm just so pissed we're a fucking blue state.
Yeah, you know what's going to make you really pissed? In 2 years when Stacey Abrams runs this motherfucker.
I know, dude. I'm moving Jesus in like Christ. 3 months.
I'm
like,
not,
fuck this.
I'm not playing. Like, I've never thought about moving out of Georgia in my life, but there's a really good chance I'm not fucking ending up in Alabama. Maybe Texas.
Didn't you say something about
we'll
Texas?
Be real.
I want to move to Texas.
How long have you been pondering that?
When did Joe Biden win the election?
As of yesterday.
Good sense.
Yeah.
He's won it like 25
Makes
times.
Sense.
Yeah. Well, my thing, I'm pissed at like Republicans and conservatives now too. I'm pissed at the whole election process. I want Texas.
It's a shit show.
It is.
I wish we could just literally take everything in Congress and the Senate, wipe it clean.
Well,
slate.
See, I have
if
a.
If we could just take all the pieces of shit that's in office right now,
career politicians,
take them all out and just start from scratch. my day would be made. But it's not going to happen. There's not shit we can do.
So if I ever, and this is like something I actually want to do, I actually want to like eventually hold an office, like a local Senate seat or like just a representative or whatever. But I think this is what we do. I've said it over and over again to folks. I think we throw out the complete election process that we have now, Congress and all this shit, and you only allow veterans and active duty service members to vote because they're the ones that represent this country.
100%.
Right. And then you have them making the calls. Instead of having Democrats and Republicans, you have people that have actually served this country making the fucking calls in Congress and Senate.
That's not a bad idea.
I love that.
I mean, that's the only way I can think that I don't put my life on this line for this country. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of people that shouldn't have a say-so.
Everything's about money, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that goes
and
on
and people
our
getting
life,
their feelings hurt and
somebody,
shit.
Somebody put some money towards it, and that's why it happened.
Yeah.
Everything.
That's all. With cancel culture and all this bullshit now, that's one thing that I'm blessed with. I got fired from radio for fucking standing up for what I believe in. Like, I was on the number one country show in the state of Georgia until September of this year. And I got fired for telling Antifa to kiss my fat ass.
Did you tell the radio station to kiss your fat ass too?
No, I actually groveled for my job for a little bit because I was getting paid very well. And I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do.
Yeah.
But when pretty much it got to the point to where, you know, they had warned me about saying what I felt. And I was like, fuck that. There's a reason why we're number one.
Yeah, but you stood behind it though.
Yeah. I'm fine with it. I mean, I've got this now. My studio looks better than a fucking studio that's been there for 50 years. They can go fuck themselves as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Some of the people there I very much like, but the people who fired me and the fucking liberals that fucking work there and kiss my fat ass.
Yeah.
God. See, I'm on a rant now. I don't want to be on rant. I want to have a good time today.
Yeah, let's have a good time.
I just want to have a good time.
I've been talking about COVID and politics ever since that shit has started.
Let's talk about goddamn aliens.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Yeah.
How you want to start?
Right. Okay. I don't fucking know. Are they
let's
here?
Let's
talk about Purch's ghost experience.
Let's do ghosts.
I'm sorry. So we were at his house, and
this man commences a seance in my living room.
We left rehearsal, didn't we?
So we got to his house, and like something fell, and we couldn't figure out what fell. And so, like,
my house is old, dude.
It's not my fault. So we, like,
summoning ghosts in my living room is totally your fault.
Yeah, okay, well, that's my fault.
If something falls, he freaks out, and
you freaked out, too.
I leave.
You freaked out, too. Don't act like you're not a little bitch, too.
I freaked out because you freaked out.
Dude.
Also, it was really dark and scary. Okay.
Well, I'm friends with these idiots.
You're a pussy.
I like
too.
It.
I leave the house, and Pritch sets up a candle in the living room and starts this like Google chant that he looked up.
What was the Google chant?
I did Google it. So I Googled. I was like, if there's like a ghost in the
house.
You
did some shit with a candle,
right?
Yeah,
you can light a candle, and if there's a ghost in the room, it can move the flame. So I was
there's
like,
also this thing called wind.
It's not a draft from a 70-year-old house.
Yeah, no, it's like an old house. It's like. The flame, like, it was a good 3-minute video. So I asked a couple questions, and then I was like, "Are you angry?" And the flame literally went from like this to like that. I mean,
whole house is
it's
on
got
like
a blow,
4-degree
and
incline.
Didn't you say it blew towards you?
Yeah, it like blew towards
you. Yeah, yeah,
me.
Yeah. Did you say it has a 4-degree incline?
Yeah, somebody with one leg shorter than the other laid the foundation in the house. No one even knows. I roll out of bed on the left side every night, not even thinking about it.
I think I still have the video.
You have the video?
Yeah, he's
yeah
got
he
the
got
video.
A video.
So what happened when the fucking flame went all the way down?
He said, "If are you angry?" And he goes, and blows the flame. Oh, there it is.
I did not blow the flame. There's a ghost in your house. It's not my fault.
There ain't no ghost in my house. I'm going to whoop his ass if he is.
I ain't moving in there if there is. Fuck that shit.
In there regardless.
Where do you live?
I live in Hermitage, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Like
Hermitage.
20,
that's where Dukesy used
Nashville.
To live. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. 20
right
minutes
outside
of Nashville.
The worst Uber ride I ever had in my life was going from there to Broadway.
I don't know if he still lives there, but was it at Canyon Ridge across from that hospital over there?
Yeah, that's where Dukesy
and Casey and all them live.
I think it was Josh Sanders.
Sanders, yeah.
I think it was Sanders.
It's not on there.
You can't find your ghost footage.
I know.
I'll go digging.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I'll find it in the fucking group message.
You can look for it. We're going to talk about aliens.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like
aliens. Are awesome.
No, I think they're here. I think we're all fucked.
I've been watching a lot of, like, how big the universe is.
You've been watching how big the universe
is? Yeah, like YouTube videos and shit. Not like watching like out.
I didn't know if you had like a fucking Hubble telescope.
No.
All right, hold on. They're showing me the fucking video. Is there sound to it? Oh, you only lit one of them too.
Yeah, I only lit one.
Oh my god, you sound like the worst seance speaker ever.
Dude, I was curious. I was on Google.
Net Geo Wild. Oh my god. What? Hold on. To describe what I'm looking at,
there's a lit candle.
A
I hope that's the right video.
It's on his coffee table.
If not, and I start seeing you dripping wax on one of these motherfuckers,
hey,
then you're gonna drip wax on me, baby. Yeah,
that's the like in the private.
No. You know what I really like when somebody hands me a video? It's taking 45 minutes to get to the goddamn point.
Hey, look, Riley slid it over. I would have
said, oh no, this doing something. Why are you angry?
Dude, it fucking moves.
I think it's the one after that.
That shit fucking moves.
It's a draft.
No, it's not, dude. I swear to God, the flame moved in different directions, too.
I just saw it circled around. Was the air conditioner or anything on? Any windows, doors open?
Dude, no. I'm 100% into, like, I believe in spirits and shit like that. Like, 1,000%. I'm like, that was a fucking ghost.
There's no ghost in my house, bro.
You say that to make yourself go to sleep at night. Whatever.
Okay, that's exactly what I'll do.
All right, that's because fine.
I gotta sleep there.
That's not my fault. I don't have to sleep there.
Anyways,
there's
aliens,
there's ghosts here.
No shit.
There is. A lot of pussies been murdered.
Yeah.
This is the haunting of the one night
coming.
The haunting of the one night stands.
I knew he was gonna say it.
So aliens. Yeah, I think aliens are here. I think right. We're royally fucked.
Y'all gotta think about how small we are. All right, let's just start with that. We're recording a podcast right now.
Yeah.
In Cochran, Georgia, right?
This is true.
There's supernovas, stars, whole nother galaxies out there, dude.
Yeah, there's no way we're alone.
It's like high conversations, but completely sober. This shit's scary, and it's real.
The level of ignorance to think that you are alone in this big of a universe.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. What's scarier? There's something out there. There's other, like, intelligent beings. Or we're the only intelligent beings in the entire galaxy.
No, in the entire universe. It would be scarier if we were the only ones.
It would be scary to be the only ones?
It'd be scary if we were the only ones.
Be the only thing that matters.
Yeah, I just... That's
if we're alone in the universe, then we're the only thing that matters.
Well, there's too many unexplained shit. And now that... Like, I'm a big conspiracy theory guy anyway. I love fucking conspiracy theories. But the fact that in the past year, New York Times has come out with stuff saying that there's fucking aliens here. New York Times does not fucking release stuff like that. They got
there's
it from
dude
the Congress.
From Israel that said that too, like a scientist.
There's people that are saying now, like, this weird shit. And then all of a sudden, while Trump's in office, we do Space Force.
Didn't he also say he was going to declassify some of this stuff?
Yeah, that's why. I don't know if you've seen it on TV the past 2 days.
I haven't seen any of this.
The past 2 days, Twitter, Facebook, everything has deleted his accounts.
Yeah, they was.
They're,
really?
They're actually trying.
Facebook has suspended throughout
what,
the rest
what
of his
What is
term.
It, the 25th? The 25th Amendment? They're trying to invoke the 25th Amendment right now.
Which is?
To where he will be kicked out of office before Inauguration Day.
Yeah.
Pence will take over until Inauguration Day. Yeah. They're scared shitless of him releasing declassified or classified
Facebook
stuff.
Facebook has already, Mark Zuckerberg put up a post that said they were going to block his account until he's out of office. Because whenever he's out of office, he's not. He can't actually say the things that he was going to.
Well, when he's out of office, he can still say them, but it doesn't look credible anymore. That's the thing. Why he's in office?
So I don't even know if it was legal to say it when he's like.
I mean, it's illegal as fuck either way.
I think so.
Sure, but it's the fact that if he does it after the fact, then it looks like he's just a crazy.
But can the president
fucking
not,
whatever?
Can he not put an executive order to declassify any information he wants to declassify?
President doesn't have as much power as a lot of people.
They
think
really
they
don't.
But I know our government can declassify whatever information they want to declassify if they vote on it.
He is like fucking the head toddler in a preschool. I mean,
the president's basically a talking head.
Yeah, that's it.
The president doesn't make any rules.
It's a face.
Laws.
Yeah,
the president is a face of a country.
Yeah. He gets to make some fucking big decisions and stuff. Yeah. One reason why everybody fucking hates him is because of social media. But what they don't realize is he's the first president that has came out that hasn't been a complete pussy and has scared the shit out of other countries.
He has done a lot of shit.
Good shit. Oh, no, but he's done a lot of bad shit, too.
Yeah,
I'm a Trump guy, but I don't consider myself a Republican anymore.
He also does get himself in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, because he says stupid shit.
He just can't shut his mouth.
Well, he's fucking real.
I was about to say, you got to forget. You don't forget he's from New York.
Yeah, and he's a real motherfucker.
He's a businessman.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit.
Yep.
I mean, why should he? He's the first person that's ever been in office that didn't have fucking lobbyists and everybody that he owed shit to. He could
say, got money flowing out of his ass. Yeah.
That's why, if this election was stolen, that is why, though. That's the one reason why, is because he can't be controlled. He's the first president we've had that just can't be controlled.
I mean, since the Founding Fathers.
Oh, no, because they were taught not to fucking... Hold on, what is this? Trump asking aides and lawyers about self... Somebody just sent me this. Breaking news is that Trump is asking aides and lawyers about him being pardoned afterwards.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to get... Is that it? Yeah, he's screwed afterwards.
It's not good.
No. They're going to put him... They're going to put him away.
Well, the issue is it makes people that vote Republican and vote conservative look bad.
Well, but it's also too, like...
It makes it so easy for the media to now group everybody together.
Well, we got fucked the other day, and I don't know if y'all realize we did, but there was 250,000 people at the Capitol the other day, right?
Right.
That's crazy.
30 or 40 people got into the House.
Right.
All right. Let me ask y'all. If you have got that many fucking people in a crowd, does it not feel like it was staged and it was set up to where... I know if, like, you boys are in front of me and y'all are going into the fucking the House of Representatives or whatever the fuck it is, I'm going right fucking behind you. I'm going to let a wave go in there first. Y'all deal with the police and the other shit. Y'all get beat with batons, and then I'm going to go in. There's a reason why only a few people went in there. Now, if you think of the big picture here, with Biden going into office, one of the things he wants is better gun control. Okay? First thing they can say now, day one, is y'all saw what just happened at the House. Okay, we have to have stricter gun laws now. We have to take the power away from certain things. Those people that went in were staged actors. There's no way they fucking wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't care if they was actually Trump supporters. Nobody else acted that way.
Yeah.
No. You had 30, 40 people out of 250,000 people showing their asses. The rest of them was just a show of force.
Well, the thing we all forget about, literally everything that happens is big stuff. It's all planned.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody plans it.
I'm with you.
None of this shit happens. I completely believe that. None of this shit happens organically. It's all one big plan for somebody's big agenda, and there's not shit we can do about it.
Well, they had that plan, too. I mean, they have
We
that,
can't predict any of that shit.
The issue is all this thing affects our daily lives,
yeah.
yet we can't do anything about it.
No, because at some point in time, we forgot as a country that the politicians work for us. We don't work for them. And now we depend on our government so much.
I mean, especially, yeah. Think about this pandemic. People are begging the government to help them live their daily lives.
But they're sending fucking billions of dollars overseas to work on gender research.
Exactly. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. And I'll tell you, I believe a bunch of those programs are just something else that's disguised as something. There's no way that... I don't care. I fucking cannot stand Nancy Pelosi. But there is no way in hell that even she, as stupid as a bitch as she is, and she's the stupidest bitch that probably is,
oh, yeah.
that she would send $7 billion to fucking Pakistan for gender research during a pandemic. That's something else. That's a payment for something.
One, Pakistan.
Let's try one.
Dude, this whole pandemic is just a big cover-up for something else, man.
It really
is. Well, look, you got to think about all these European countries. Wuhan, China, is not even in the pandemic anymore.
Yeah.
How in the world are they out of it? They're the ones that started.
Well, China, too, they shut everything the fuck down.
That's true.
China went and said, fuck it. Don't go no goddamn where. If you do,
you're getting arrested. I hate lockdowns because it ruins everybody's businesses. There's so many small businesses closed. But if we'd have done that shit when it first started.
What should have fucking happened when it first started getting bad, it shouldn't have been everybody got a choice. I'm not for the government telling me what to fucking do.
Yeah.
But what it should have been is you had a week's time to get all the groceries, everything you needed for a 2-week fucking lockdown. Then there should have been a freeze on all accounts to where your light bill didn't go up, your phone bill didn't go up, your TV bill didn't go up, nothing. You should have been able to stay on your property at your house.
Yeah.
And if you were a lower-income family and you couldn't buy enough food for your family for 2 weeks, you should have got the stimulus check beforehand.
It would be provided for you.
The thing is,
then that would have to be about the health and safety of American citizens, which it never has been about.
It should have been complete debt.
Everything is about money. Money.
It should have been complete debt forgiveness
yep.
for 2 weeks. It was just like fucking everything was on. Nothing changed for 2 weeks. Let everybody go. The only people that needed to go to work was nurses. Yep. And you should have had police officers out there making sure everybody's fucking at home. And then you just fucking chill for 2 weeks. I mean,
hindsight's 20/20, but yeah.
We could have taken, like, 2 weeks would have been fine.
Yeah.
Instead of a whole year.
The main issue we're running into here, it's been going on for so long and there's no end. It's just, I feel like each thing is just, here's another political motivated thing of keeping it around. Something else comes in and it fucks all of us.
The thing is when they do this next lockdown, it's magically going to be over after it.
I believe it because 100%.
Because the economy 100%. Cannot.
Now that Joe Biden is actually getting inaugurated, I see everything going back to normal by March.
The economy is shit.
We're going to be on tour back on the road by March.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's exactly the same.
You'll have a shitty full.
Did you see the stuff about the Pfizer vaccine? Mm-mm. The brand new stuff? Apparently, the Pfizer vaccine can now defend, it successfully has defended against all other mutations of the COVID vaccine. COVID vaccines.
Yeah.
What a surprise. Just as soon as everybody confirms Joe Biden going into office, or somebody new besides Trump.
Yeah. Well, think about it, too. What they wanted when they... I'm going to say forever that the fucking coronavirus was planned anyway. Like, it was from very start, from go, it was fucking planned. They knew that they were going to lose the election fucking in January last year. They say that there's a virus, say there's a lockdown. By doing that, you have to change all type of fucking rules and everything. A lot of people scared. That's why there's been more mail-in ballots this year than anything else. And then, because of corona... There's so many things that you just can't fucking do. There's so many people that wasn't in the areas. They manipulated everybody from the very get-go, and all of it was because of the election. Now that it's over, magically, probably what you said
things
about
are
March.
Just clear up.
We're not saying that the virus is not real.
I know, it's real.
It's definitely a real sickness, and it's affected people we know, and it's affected people we don't know. It's definitely real. But
the way they
control that it has on people's lives and the control that the government is really forcing down their throats, that's totally made up and it's just for their own political gain.
Yeah, everything as soon as all this shit is over with, there's no way that it's not going to be heard of again.
No, it'll be like Ebola.
Yeah, it's not going to be heard of again. There's no way it will be.
Have you seen the flu numbers?
Flu numbers are fucking horrible this year.
Flu numbers, it's like 20 people dead from the flu. Yeah. By this time, it's usually right around like 30,000. Yeah. Out of nowhere, flu's gone. I haven't heard of a mass shooting happen since corona started.
You're not going to.
You're not going to until there's not another distraction for the American people to see.
And then they'll think of something
else. Next thing's going to be gun control again. That's always the default thing they always go to. Gun control, another mass shooting.
It's like a cycle.
If you go look at Joe Biden's fucking website... Excuse me. Beautiful. If you go look at Joe Biden's website before he was elected, he has already proposed it's a $200 tax for anybody that owns firearms. You've already paid for your fucking firearm.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
You've already paid for it, all this shit. But if they have you documented as you have paid for it, like you own one that's registered to you, for every firearm you have, it's a $200 fucking tax. And then, like, if you don't pay it, they take it. They're fixing to turn everything that our founding fathers and everybody stood for. They're just fucking finna try to take. I argue with people on Facebook all the time. And I done quit. I didn't like turn my fucking notifications off. Now I post something now and I just leave it and I don't fucking go back anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But like somebody said the other day, I posted they're about enjoy your last 14 days of freedom. And they're like, what fucking freedoms are they gonna take? Well, they're gonna start telling you about more gun control, which in some ways there needs to be better vetting, people with mental handicaps.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with background checks, all that. Most people
think... That's fine.
Yeah, that does not bother... There should not be
with
somebody...
With the purchasing process of a firearm, there should be a little more.
They're fixing to do that. They're going to raise your taxes so fucking... There was a reason why right there before the election... Whenever Trump and Biden had to release their tax plan, what they planned on doing, there's a reason why all these rappers of all fucking people were like, fuck you, I'm voting Trump. Like Lil Wayne, 50 Cent, all these people, because they're going to take 61% of taxes from business. If you make over $100,000 a year, they want to take 60% of your taxes. Exactly.
I don't understand how people can vote for that. it's not like the government has had a you know, scot-free record of using our money so wisely and responsibly.
No. Well, what they did, and a lot of people just don't fucking realize what happened, past 4 years, it was not even about people liking Biden. It was about people hating Trump.
It's always been
about
that.
That's exactly what
my mom has somebody that works with her. The only reason she voted for Biden
because she hates Trump. That's why.
That's what the majority of the population did.
Yeah.
Dude, they could have put a scarecrow up there as the Democratic Party nominee.
They didn't care.
And people would have voted for the scarecrow.
And that's what even fucking blows Trump. My mind more than anything is the fact that Biden has a fucking track record of being a racist.
I don't really give a shit who you vote for.
Yeah.
I just want you to think for yourself.
Yeah. And they don't.
I want you to think for yourself and vote for the person that you actually believe is going to do the right thing for your own lifestyle.
My old man compared it to Jesus and Barabbas, though. Barabbas the murderer and Jesus, and they pick Barabbas over Jesus.
When you make somebody, when you make a group of people hate somebody so bad, just by word of mouth, you end up being like, I mean, look at our fucking culture now. If anybody in this room posts that we're pro-Trump on social media now, you get fucking belittled.
Oh, dude.
It's not even Trump. It's just conservative.
Yeah, exactly. They have showed, like, they automatically think now that if we post that we're conservative, that we're against gay marriage, we're against abortion.
They immediately think that shit.
Yeah, because that's what they've been trained. But we've got a whole group, and y'all are younger than me, but there's a whole group of millennials, and I'm technically a fucking millennial, even though I hate the
word
for it.
What are we? Are we Gen Z? I think I'm Gen Z.
You're born after 2000? No. You're a millennial?
I'm not a
millennial.
I'm a millennial.
I'm 98. Yeah. I'm 22.
I
think I'm Gen Z.
Yeah. I think everybody in this room is a millennial.
We're a millennial.
Okay.
But it's literally where I think Gen Z is 2000 and up.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's close.
I think that's what it is.
But so we have been programmed since we were kids now, especially ones that are a little bit younger than us, that you want instant gratification of anything you post on social media.
Yeah.
And so what are you going to post? Like, who are you going to support? If you know that you're fixing to fucking be belittled for being a conservative, even though you don't know what a conservative is yet because you're not old enough. I had a girl that was working for me.
Yeah.
And I explained to her one day in here, I was like, look, because she's a Biden supporter, and I was fine with her being a Biden supporter and working here. But I was like, look, your family at the time, you're living off fixed income. Okay, that is saying that when you vote for Biden, that you're fine with being on fixed income the rest of your life. You're good with the government being your daddy the rest of your life. And that's fine for some people. If you want the government to pay all your bills forever, you're a Democrat. But if you want to be able to work and earn your own living and you want to make your own money and you don't want to have a fixed income, then you're a Republican.
Everything has moved so far from the initial core values of libertarianism and conservatism.
Yes.
I mean, if you took any class in college when it comes to, you know, some sort of politics, conservatism is basically low taxes, not as much government in control in your life, and it's basically the opposite for liberal.
And the parties have flopped, too. I mean, you go way back into
It's been flopping around.
Democrats or the Republicans.
Right.
It was pretty much
But it's exactly. It's not Democrat and Republican. It's conservative and liberal. And the core policies of conservative and liberal are not what they are now. What they are now.
But they'll never be again. What we've got to realize... Well,
the bad thing, the media just shows the two extremes.
Yeah.
99%...
Media shows the worst.
99% of American citizens float in this middle ground. Float in this middle area. You have beliefs in one side, you have beliefs in the other side, but you stick to one side or you stick to the other side. The media's not going to show that. It's not interesting.
Well, it's not fun. Exactly. It's not interesting.
Right. It's not going to make all the middle people freak out about the extremes.
Right.
See, you know? Everybody has been saying, oh, we're going to have a civil war and all this shit. I think what's going to happen in the next 4 years is you're going to have everybody that is not considered like in the top 5-10% are going to realize that this isn't about Democrat and Republican. This is about poor versus rich. And I'm not talking about kind of rich. I'm talking about rich, rich. It's going to end up being the Black Lives Matter, the conservatives, the poor liberals, all that stuff. They're going to come together, and they're going to realize that it's supposed to be all of us. We're going to take on the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to be divided.
Man, that'll be the day. Because
that's their goal.
That's the whole point of everything that goes on in the media.
Yeah.
Whole point of everything the government ever puts out is to keep America divided.
Yeah, that really does seem to be their goal.
A strong Central American citizen, when it comes to our entire population, if we actually come together and say, hey, it's not us that's the problem. we've been told that each other are the problem. It's not us.
No.
We're not the problem.
Even when all the George Floyd shit and everything was going on, if Trump would have just came out, and a lot of people gave him shit about this, I understood why he couldn't do it, but at the same time, it kind of pissed me off that he didn't. If he had just came out and he would have said, look, I support Black Lives Matter, but I do not support the organization. The organization and the actual term Black Lives Matter are completely two different things. If he would have done that, then none of that shit would have happened. He would have stopped it from day one of it happening. But even him, he needed to keep his constituents happy. And he knows that, like, because some people aren't smart enough to realize they're two different things.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, especially, I got in trouble. There was a Black Lives Matter rally in Dublin to tear down a Confederate statue. This is when I worked in country radio. I went for the police officers. I didn't go for the rednecks with fucking rebel flags. I didn't go for the Black Lives Matter. Neither one of them was my fight. I went there to support my boys in blue. And I got told very quickly to leave by police officers because they didn't want me in the middle of it. Because they thought it was going to get ugly. Right. They appreciate me standing with them and everything and supporting them, supporting Blue Lives and all that shit. They're like, you need to go home. Anybody that was there, like in the middle, you need to go home. And I realized like that day, as I'm sitting there looking, and it's like people that look like me are on the left. And then I got people that look like the complete opposite of me on the right. But I fall in the fucking middle. But people think because of my skin tone or whatever that I'm going to act like the people on the left. And that's just not me. But we get categorized for being, all of us are from Georgia, or you from fucking Alabama, so.
Queer.
Well, that's the first time that's been said on here. Yeah. Y'all fucking bitch at him about it. No, it's fine. I got a lot of gay friends, followers. I take offense to that.
We love them.
But I'm just saying, I'm not a snowflake, though, so I think it's funny. What's bad is today was supposed to be one of my bigger shows. Like, before y'all got here,
yeah,
we were supposed to go to Atlanta today to pick up this guy. He'll be here at the end of the month now because he got COVID. He's a gay conservative. His name's Anthony. And he's got a huge following on social media. And he would have just laughed at you.
One of my best friends, Marcus, is gay as hell, but he's the biggest Trump supporter I've ever met in my entire life.
I always think that's very unique when that happens.
Yeah. Like, I watched him get in a full-on fist fight with another gay dude over Donald Trump.
Were they slapping?
Oh, they were totally slapping. Dude, he backhanded the fuck out of him.
See, there we go, stereotyping. Only gays can throw slaps.
Oh, boy.
Okay. No, I've seen some throw some bows. And I'm not fucking in the middle of it.
Some of them can fight.
The problem with color is love is colorblind. That's the honest to God truth is love is colorblind.
Considering you said queer a while ago, I didn't know where you was going with that statement.
Oh, no. Yeah. I love
I've never hit the mute button on my soundboard before when you said the problem with color is. I was like, oh, fuck.
No. Yeah, no. Here we go.
The problem with color is colorblind, and we cannot get past that. But the moment that we resolve race relations, it'll become religion. And religion will be what separates us again.
Always, I 100% agree with you on that.
There's always something to separate us, man.
I hate it. Well, the thing is, there always needs to be something to separate us, but it doesn't need to be where you don't respect the other opinion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want anybody at this table having the same outlook on every part of my life as you. It's just you're not unique if you are. Like, let's have a lot of the same things in common because that's what makes friends or whatever. But like, it's kind of, you've all been around people that have kissed you. You're a musician. All of y'all are musicians. You've all had these guys that you think are your buddies or whatever that are around. And if you say something, they're going to fucking agree with it. They might not know a damn thing what they're talking about. Yeah. They're going to agree with it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just not the way I want to live. I want to be able to sit down at a table if you're different than me and have an educated conversation about why both of us think differently and just respect each other's point of views.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what all this shit's supposed to be about.
Yep.
Very true.
Well, I think that's a good run for this episode, guys. I very much appreciate y'all coming. One more time, Elijah, drop your social media stuff.
Yeah, Instagram eBorders Music, Facebook same thing. Twitter is _eBorders. Follow me on TikTok eBorders Music.
Riley.
Riley Lowry Guitar on Instagram, and I'll actually throw Facebook on here this time because I do get on there a good bit. It's just Riley Lowry on Facebook.
And go ahead there. Fucking queer hater.
Hey.
Jesus, it's the queer hating teacher.
All right. Okay, fine. It's
I don't know. Should
Instagram.
You fucking drop your shit?
Yeah. Maybe not. After
he like. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. He likes the gays.
I love gay people. They're awesome.
He's a big fan of dick.
Love it all, man.
Well, thank y'all for the first, this is the first episode. YouTube, thank y'all for having us. This is going to be the first one on there, too. I'll see y'all tomorrow night. It's Blue Room.
Yep.
What time's doors opens?
7 o'clock.
All right.
And we go on the stage at 10 o'clock.
We fuck people up at 10 o'clock.
I bet you do, dude, you racist son of a bitch.
It'll be a shit show.
Do you have a fucking swastika shirt you're wearing tomorrow?
Maybe.
It's Pussy Riot, isn't it?
Yeah, tomorrow night's Pussy Riot.
He's going naked.
Oh, shit. Well, okay. I'll be trying not to get in, I don't know. I was going to hang out with you.
Dude, you're going to have the best time of your fucking life hanging out with me tomorrow night.
Give him drugs.
I don't know. Are we burning crosses?
No. No, not yet.
No.
All right. Well, Heil Eric, before we get out of here, we'll see y'all fucking later. Thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast. We'll catch you next time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.